We're holding Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom of the Amud, the second wide line where the Gemara begins. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Hayloi Solin Pula Socher Itchad Boiker, my Ovidle. You'll recall that yesterday we had a three-way machloikis. We had what was called the Tanakhama of the Braisa of Achacha. We had Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. And then we had our Mishnah, which coincides with the view of Tana Devei Reb Yishmael. What were the three-way machloikis? Legabe, how many Isurim do you have vis-a-vis Schar Behema and Schar Kalim? Schar Behema means, of course, that you lease an animal or you lease the use of a kli. Do you have a din of Yoymetitin Scharoi? Do you have a din of Loitolin? Pu'ula Socher Idchad Boiker? That was one part of the discussion. The second part of the discussion was the Gabi a Ger Toishev. Ger Toishev, as you recall, the way Rashi understood it, means a goy that takes upon himself not to serve idols, not to be an Uyved of Uyved. However, he continues eating the Veilois Utrefais. The Gemara in Sanhedrin has other interpretations. Others say Ger Toishev means he's Makabal upon himself, the Shev Mitzvah B'nei Noyach, but he continues eating the Veilois Utrefais. Regardless, so the three-way machloikis had to do with how many isurim attach each time if an employer or if a person who was a lessee, if he doesn't pay in a timely fashion. So the way the first braisa structured it, you recall all the way at the top of the Amud, we had one pasuk which was in Sefer Dvarim. That pasuk is in the Torah Ora Sholem. It's number one or Aleph, depending on your Gemara. Leisashoik schir oni ve'evyoi mi'achecha oi mi'gercha asher bi'artzecha b'sherecha. So we said yesterday, as you recall, that bi'artzecha is reading, it's referring to koil asher bi'artzecha, and therefore includes schar behema ve'kelem. The word b'sherecha includes the Ger Toishev, because by the Ger Toishev it says, La Ger Asher B'Sherecha Titnena V'Achola V'Mocher L'Nochri. Aha. So that was the first pasuk. So clearly that first pasuk refers to both the case of the Behemah of the Kalim as well as the Ger Toishev. The question is, what about the other two psukim? What are the two psukim? So if you go to Beis and to Gimel in Torah Ar, Beis is B'Yoy Me'titin Tzcharoi. That's the assay. Make sure to go and pay on time. And then we have the third pasuk, which is a pasuk in Torah Kahanim, which we call Vayikra. V'yisashoik esriyacha v'loisigzoy v'loisolim pula sodcher itcha adboike. You recall the Gemara in the Amud Aleph yesterday said that from that third pasuk, v'yisashoik, we learn three out of five lavin. V'yisashoik esriyacha, number one. Loi Sigzoil, number two, and Loi Solim Kula Sochid, number three. So the question is, the Gabi Behema Vekalim, and the Gabi Ger Toishev, does that Pasuk number three also attach to them? We know the first Pasuk goes to Be'artzcha and Be'sherecha. Does Pasuk three, which is a Pasuk in Vayikra, does that also attach to them? Meaning that if you have an employer, or you have a lessee of the Behema Vekalim, are the also even those Yisurim if they don't pay in a timely fashion? So you recall in the top Raisa, if you go to the fourth line from the top of the Umud, Kuf Yud Aleph Umud Beis, fourth line from the top, the Kulam Oivrim Machol Hashemes Alolu. All of them are Oivr. What does that mean, all of them are Oivr? So Rashi said, Schar Yisrael, Schar Behema, Kalim, Ger Tzedek, Ger Toishev, the entire waterfront, all of these, Odom and Kalim, and Gerim, including Ger Toishev, they all have all of these Shemites. All of these Shemites means all of these three psukim apply to them. How does the Tanakhama of that Bryson know that? So the Gemara, you recall, halfway down the Amid, next to the Toises that begins, Kosheb Artzecha. See, the Gemara says, my time is Tanakhama. The Me'achecha, what's his Svara? Gomar Sochir Sochir. He learned Sochir Sochir. The first Pasuk, Luisashik Sochir Onevi Evyon. The third Pasuk ends off, Veisalim pula socher socher itcha socher socher zayde shava. All the halachas that apply to pasuk one apply to pasuk three. It all applies across the board, and that's why kulam oyivim b'chol hashem esalam. So that was Tanakam. Now we come to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Who's Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda? If you skip down again at the top of the Yomid, go down to around the eighth line from the top. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, amen. Ger toishiv yesh moi bishum v'yoymet titan tzcharat. Isn't that? That was pasuk number two of the Torah Ora Shalom, or pasuk days, depending which Gemara you have. Ger toishiv yesh mishum v'yoymet titan tzcharat. The aim by mishum loisalim loisalim. And whoever the third pasuk down below of Gimel of Parshas Vayikra, Sefer Vayikra, no, ain't by Lishma. The no din aloy salin legabi eger toshes. What about behem of the kalim? Ain't behem elamishum bal tashe gulvad. Behem of kalim only have the first pasuk. They do not have the second pasuk. They don't have the third pasuk. Aha. So now the Gemara wants to know, where does Rabbi Yosef Yehuda get his limud? Why doesn't he agree with the Tanakhama? So if going down now to the second wide line, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Hai loy solim pula socher itcho adboikin mai ovid lay. One thing is clear, says Rashi, he does not learn socher socher. That's for sure. In fact, the Gemara itself said he doesn't learn socher socher. If you go back again to the middle of the Omud, which we were at a moment ago, Mai taim tarakam di miachacha gomer socher socher. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda loy, gomer socher socher. No, elantachnish socher socher. So, what does he use that third pasuk for? Third pasuk again, Aleph Beis Gimel, 1, 2, 3, of the Torah Ora Shalem, which means in the Sefer Vayikra, what does he use that pasuk for? Zokim en boyo leilir kabasi. He needs it for Rabasi. The words Rabasi come to tell us, I'm Rabasi. Afil leischore el liftzer loy eshkoil echot shel anovim, oivim mishum baal tolet. We had the same expression, as you recall, about a week ago, 2 weeks ago. But there it wasn't dealing with the question of Baal Tolin. It was a question of how much is a socher allowed to go and eat in the other person's field when he's working in the other person's field. And the Gemara said that even though the Pasuk says, Kisavoy bekerem riyacha, the katafta melilois biyodcha, you can eat as much as you want, chalt anovim kenafshecha savecha, del keli choloi site. That was talking about the halacha of a socher working in the field, that you cannot deny him to go and eat, depending, of course, if you're mechub lekarka, nish mechub lekarka, you're gemar melacha, nish gemar melacha, mechuyi b'maisa, mechuyi b'chala. Here we have a similar ravasi. This ravasi is talking about filei schori elifter le eshkol echot shelanov. All the employer hired the employee was for one thing. I have a cluster of grapes on vine number 3 in my vineyard. I want you to cut that cluster of grapes. How long is it going to take him? I don't know. If it takes him a long time, it might take 10 seconds. If he does it quickly, he can do it in 3 seconds. But it's very, very short. It's one of the classic schir shois, meaning not a full schir yom for a whole day. It's only for part of a day. Says our Gemara, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda uses our pasuk to tell us that. How do we learn from that pasuk? He only hired him liftzerloi to harvest the cut. One cluster of grapes. He's already oiver if he doesn't pay him. When does he have to pay him? What if it's a schir yoim? A schir shois by yoim, then he can be goiver kol hayoim. Guess that day. Not a minute long. In other words, until 9 o'clock at night, or whenever it's Chavim is, if the employer does not pay him until that time, he's going to be over on Batal. If he did the cutting of the cluster at night, he's a Schir Shois Delilah. Then you remember we had a machloek between Rav and Shmuel. According to Rav, Schir Shois Delilah, Goy V'Kol HaLailah. According to Shmuel, he's Goy V'Kol HaLailah, V'Chol Hayoin, because it's the next day, 24 hours. We discussed that yesterday. How do I know that? He's Oy Mishim Bal Tolin. Says Rashi, he knows that from the fact that it says in the Pasuk, Rashi doesn't really talk about it, it's from the word Itcha. What does it say in the Pasuk Itcha? V'Yisolin Pula Socher Itcha Ad Boiker. Don't hold anything back with you from the Pula Socher. itcha with you, even a mashu, even a kleinekait, even only the 5 minutes that he worked, 1 minute that he worked, you got to go and pay him bizmanoi, don't push it off. That's what we learn from that pasuk. The idach, how does the Tanakama, remember the Tanakama learns the pasuk to go and tell you that kulam oivim b'chol hashemis halalu. So how does he know, or what does he do with this drosh of Rabasi? Idach me de elav unoisi es nafshei nafka, de ramoise nafshei olav. What is this referring to? This is now pasuk number 2. Biyoyim my titz in tzcharai. Make sure to pay him on time. V'leisavi olav hashemish. Don't allow the shemish to come or go, because, and without paying him, ki oni hu the elav unoisi es nafshei. He's looking forward to this salary, to this check that he gets for his work. Elav unoisias nafshay. What's the expression unoisias nafshay? Says Rashi, kol shishibet atzmei olav. Whatever he's mishabit himself, whether it's for a week's worth of work, a month's worth of work, or even 5 minutes worth of work, whatever it happens to be, elav unoisias nafshay, he is dedicating himself. He's devoting himself to this, sure.
But it's just
big. I'm sorry?
Final Rashi.
Very final Rashi. Okay. Whatever it is, even if it's just an itcha, just 10 seconds, whatever it is, I'm a Shabbat myself. I am a responsible worker. Then he says, on time. He comes on time to his job. The job starts at 6 o'clock in the morning. 6 o'clock, he's ready there. Aha, he's mishabed himself. I only have to work now for 10 seconds. Mister, you call me. I'm here on time. I did my 10 seconds. I'm now entitled to get paid. Biz money. So therefore, he doesn't need the pasuk of itcha to tell us that. He learned it from pasuk number 2. He doesn't need pasuk number 3. The idach. Now, Rabbi Yosef of Yehuda, that learns this din of eshkol and avim echad, meaning even a schir shoyz. He learned from pasuk 3. So what does he do with the elav unoisias nafshei from pasuk number 2? So from here until roughly the two dots, which is almost close to halfway down, the Gemara doesn't really learn halachos as much as the inyan of musar, if you will, how you have to go and treat your employees, because your employee is so dedicated and devoted to his chores, to his work. At the very least, you got to be dedicated and devoted to paying him on time. Like we learned in the Braisa. The Eilav Unoisias Nafshay. The name Ma'ol Zeh Bakevish. The Nitla Be'ila. Sometimes the worker, of course, is just to do, in Eretz Yisrael, they call it a sponger. Sponger means just to go and clean the floors. True. However, sometimes you hire a worker to have to go all the way up on a tall ladder, for instance, to go and change electricity. We have here on the west side for people to go and wash the windows. They sometimes have to go up on one of these scaffolds, 18 floors, 25 floors from the ground. A cherry picker. Good, beautiful. So all of these people are being moisen nefesh. The nitla be'ila. What about those people that are picking the cherries and they're climbing up the tree to pick the cherries? Who masaris atzma lemisa. Chas v'shalom, these are dangerous things. We hear from time to time, unfortunately, about workers that fall off of scaffolds or fall off of tall, tall ladders. In Rahman al-Islam, it's the end. Shom day kurosa. The masrat asam lemisa. Loy al tzchorai. Why did he do it? He didn't do it because he loves climbing up ladders and loves climbing up scaffolds. He does it because of his time. Because he's dedicated to you and he's dedicated to getting his salary to support himself and supporting his family. Yes.
Dedicated to schar isn't dedicated to you. He's dedicated because he needs the money to maintain. So there should be a bifurcation. He's not dedicated to you. He's dedicated to you because you have money to give to him.
You're 100% right. But you should be glorifying the workers and not putting them down. We're saying that every one of these workers, he's dedicated to the job for two reasons. Number one, because he's hired and he wants to fulfill his obligations. And number two, because he needs to feed himself and his family.
Yeah.
He's 100% right. He's not doing it as a volunteer, as a good Samaritan. I know you don't like that expression.
It's good.
As a Boy Scout, The reason why he's doing it, because he needs to support his family. And therefore, it says the Torah, because he is so dedicated and devoted, and he needs the money, Loi Salim, don't go to sleep at night without paying him, because he deserves it and he needs it. So what do I learn from that? Says the top Rashi. What I learned from that is, Hirachahumi boiler kedesanya, lahanishoi ki iluhu noitel es nafshay. This is not a trivial matter. It's as far as the employee is concerned, he has dedicated his life to doing this, to the extent that he's willing to be moise nefesh, to climb on the scaffold, to climb up on the cherry picker on a tall tree or whatever, and chas v'sholom, he might lose his life. If he is so dedicated and devoted, then you got to go and do the same and pay the money on time. And if you don't, chas v'sholom, l'hanishoy kilu hu noy teles nafshe, chas v'sholom, you get an oynish as if chulil v'chas, this person were to pass away. It's maskona, kolakay v'schar socher, etc. So, bottom line is, what we're learning from the pasuk is, this is heavy duty stuff. Don't take it lightly. Dover acher, anochab shad, similar. Ve'ilu v'noyse es nafshe, kolakay v'schar socher, ki'ilu noy tel nafshe minet. Whoever's koyvish, koyvish means he suppresses the payment of his socher, it's as if he is taking away his life. Now the question is, whose life do we mean? Parshapshat means the life of the socher. But as you see in the Gemara, it's machloik zafuna v'rav chizda. We had a similar machloikis, as you recall, if chas v'sholom someone's shonagach hu mitmo shulshayim, shonagach killed someone, it says in the pasuk, in koifer yushas olav, and then the pasuk says, kachoyl v'nosan pidyoin nafshoy, kachoyl ashe yushas olav. What's the pinyon nafshoy? Is it the pinyon nefesh of the nizik or the pinyon nefesh of the mazik? So we have the same question over here too. And that is, when we're saying kilu noitel nafshi mimenu, do we mean as if the person who doesn't pay the schar socher, he is taking away the neshama of his worker because he has no food? Or does he mean he's taking away his own neshama because he's going to be punished very severely for being over this issu? As the Gemara explains, nafud of rachis, chadam nafshi shol, chazam naf, chadam nafshi shol, nigzal. Notice the Gemara doesn't refer to his employer, employee,
yes,
but Gazlan and Nigzal. That's right, he's a Gazlan. And remember, one of the five Yisurim that we had is Louis Sigzal. Man liyom anafshi shul Gazlan dechsid, it says in the Pasuk, al tigzal do, don't steal from a poor guy. Kidalhu. Now, the way we learn kidalhu, not because he's poor, Rashi says, this ki is one of the foolish oynis, and it's imdalhu. If he is poor, and you say to himself, anyway he's a schlepper, anyway he has no money, anyway he is nothing. So if I don't pay him his $5, $10, it's not going to make a difference. Anyway he's going to remain homeless or poor. Al tigzal do kidalu. Don't say that if he's poor, I won't steal from him. Val tadaki oni, don't tread upon an oni bashar. Uksiv, ki Hashem yorev rivam bekaba es koiveyem nofesh. Because if you do that, a kodesh bochum yorev rivam will fight his fight. The word kova in this lashon means to go and steal away the nefesh. Whose nefesh are we going to steal away? Because Baruch Hu is going to punish him and steal away the nefesh of the gazlan, of the employer who didn't pay the wages. His nefesh, because Baruch Hu is going to go and steal away. The word kova in this pasuk means, says Rashi, to be goyzel, to steal. Based on this pasuk, it's a famous Soifer. We all know that says in Pirkei Avos, a person has to be koiveya itim la Torah. You hear many, many people say, oh, I'd love to go to a shir, I'd love to learn, but I'm so busy, I'm busy from 8 o'clock in the morning until 9 o'clock at night, I just don't have a moment to my name. Says the Chassam Soifer, the kova es koveya nafesh. Sometimes you gotta steal away Torah, steal away time to learn Torah. The kviyas itim la Torah. Shibikaveya is from the lotion of the Kavas Kaveya. Steal away a couple of minutes here, and a couple of minutes there, and a couple of minutes there. Collect them together and find a chavrus and go and learn. Without a chavrus, go. Anyway, so according to this pshat, Kavas Kaveya Nefesh is referring to Hashem stealing away the nefesh of the gazlan. Uman di yom anafshi shul nigzal v'chsev. Another set of psukim. Came orchis kol boitzeya kotza es nefesh v'olav yikach. This is the derech of all beitzei abatzah. Beitzei abatzah is also a lashon of stealing. as nefesh ba'olim, he steals away the nefesh of the ba'olim. Who is the nefesh of the ba'olim over here? The nigzar. He steals away by not giving him his funds. Aha. So therefore, one pasuk suggests that when we said kol hakoyves chaselcher ki'ilu noitel nafshin menu, first set of psukim sounds like the nefesh of the gazlan. Second set of psukim sounds like the nefesh of the nigzar. So now, what does each one do with the other pasuk? The idach. Now mi yaksibes nefesh ba'olav yikach, which sounds like the nigzar. In other words, the first man yamar that says that we're talking about the nefesh of the gazlan, but the pasuk says as nefesh ba'olav yikach, that we're going to take away the nefesh of the balim. Who are the balim? The balim means the original owner. The original owner is the nigzar. So Ibazoi says the imara. I have here a raya that we're talking about the nigzar. Everymore, no. The balim means balim dehashter. We mean the contemporary, the current owner of the stolen goods. Who is the current owner of the stolen goods? The gazlan. The gazlan who either actually stole something or just didn't pay the money. So he is the ba'ol of yikach. Kadosh Baruch Hu will take away his nefesh. So therefore the second pasuk, what happens, what's the final derech of those people that steal, don't pay wages? As nefesh ba'ol of yikach, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to take away the nefesh of the balam, meaning of the gazlan, the one that is the current holder and possessor of the stolen goods. The idach, what is the second man yama that says that we're talking about the nigzar? What does he do with the first pasuk? Idach nami yaksiv covers kaveya nefesh, which sounds like Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be kaveya the nefesh, going to steal away the nefesh that harmed, that inflicted the pain, the gazlan, the employer that didn't pay. No. Ma tam kama, the pasuk is explaining. Ma tam covers kaveya. Why is the Kadosh Baruch Hu going to go and punish and steal away the neshama of the gazlan? We should be totally nefesh, because he took away the nefesh of the nigzal. So whichever way you learn pshat in the pasuk, going back to that original pasuk, ve'elav hunoisias nafshoy, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, make sure to pay the person on time, because if not, this is not just a simple mitzvah kala, this is heavy duty stuff. Like the top Rashi says, la'nishoy, kidu noitelis nafshoy, you don't pay somebody on time, Chas v'Shalom, it's as if you're killing him, because he needs the money to support himself and his family.
This applies to a Gentile worker.
If you recall, at the top of Kufiyat Aleph on the base, the first word is Me'achecha. It's Rashi Prat La'Achirim. It's Rashi Prat La'Achirim. Oyvid Kichav. If it means literally Oyvid Chom refers to Goyim generally, that's always a hot issue throughout Chas. The Akam is just a term of the art of censor. That means when you are going to disappear.
When we say Gentile, is it one, only one that keeps the Noahide laws, or any Gentile?
According to our Mishnah, certainly the person who keeps the Noahide laws. From yesterday's Gerit Gemara, that's the Gerit Toshim, exactly. The top of the Omid said that the din of Baal Tolin does not apply to Achim. Rashi said Achim means Akum, who is an idol worshiper.
Mm-hmm.
Whether the term idol worshiper means Gentile generally or only idol worshippers, that's something you have to look up in Shulchan Aruch to see. Sometimes when it says Akum, it's used as a term by the censor. It really means Goyim. There's a famous Meiri that deals with all of these Gemaras throughout Chas, and yet he says that Chazal and Psukim that always seem to discriminate against Goyim, talking about the pagans of yesteryear, who were all Rishoyim and all Ratzchim, but the civilized culture people of today, of course it doesn't mean them, and of course we have to respect them, and we have to, Chas v'Shalom, not do anything nefarious towards them. Of course, we have lived through the Shoah and the
Holocaust. Right, we didn't live in the 20th century.
Exactly, and we see all the cultured, civilized people that knew Goethe and Mozart and all the all those wonderful poets and the cultured music and opera and all the rest. And what do? They went into
the times to rest as well. Mm-hmm. And the saint's own soul said that.
100%. We may have written that because he was concerned about
the burning of the Talmud. They would destroy the Gemaras.
Exactly. Etc.
It has to be talking about it. Oh, because the Rashi says, because the Mishnah says,
you are, unless you're interpreting your tosha, meaning.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah. I know that you are closeted within our ghetto Orthodox Jewish community. Have you ever come across a Gentile? Good. Let me ask you, the average Gentile out there in the street,
does
he worship idols? And I don't mean, you know, music Mars. Stars and baseball stars. I'm talking, does he worship idols, ideal?
Both of them, I guess, the Rambam and the Ramban, whether Christianity is considered, what's the sense of Christianity?
So, Christianity is certainly not idols, whether or not it happens. The Avodah Zarah is a separate question. My question over here is, are any of those Gentiles that you know Geirei Toishev? In other words, are they careful about the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, the seven Noahide laws? Don't even know what the seven Noahide laws are?
Some of them are.
They're careful not to eat Eivim Menachai, but
they're
okay. And they're
Erlecha people.
Okay. And if they do define them as Geirei Toishev, then they are included. Yes, you have to be careful not to go and refrain from paying them on time. If you were to go and find a Gentile, who is a gentleman, he's a real gentle Gentile, great guy, but he does not keep the seven Noahai laws, and he's not an Ovi Kechavim, asks our good friend Ariel, what would the din apply? Our Gemara doesn't address that. He would have the benefit of the Meiri that says, oh, nice, respectable, Choshev Goyim, father, they have the same din. Odiyo Adonish, right to the next Gemara. You go back to our Mishnah, it said the Mishnah, you're only over on all these Asurim. Amos like this man should avoid. If the employee said, where's my salary? Where's my paycheck? Like twice, he wasn't today. Any over love, then the employer is not over. Doesn't mean that he doesn't have to pay. Of course he has to pay. But he doesn't have all these Asurim of like Sasha, like Sigzail, like Solon Pulasachi Itchad Biker. You have to go and. Yes.
Can you just refresh, what's the difference between Lo Tashok and Lo Talim?
There's no real difference. The question is, how many Isurim do you go and pile on?
If there's no difference, so how could you have a separate Isur for Lo Tashok and Lo Talim?
Okay, very good. Do me a favor, please go back to Kufiyat Aleph Amid Aleph. Okay? That was yesterday's Omer. Do you have that?
Back and forth.
Kufiyat Aleph Amid Aleph.
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay, you don't seem to be there because what you're looking at seems to be the other part of the other day.
That's my mistake.
It's okay, we love you just the same. Kufiyat Aleph is 111a.
Yeah.
Good. Now, you see, you have at the very top narrow lines,
mm-hmm.
and then you see the wider lines.
Yeah.
So, in the wider lines, do me a favor, go down approximately 10 to 12 lines.
Yeah.
And you see that the line begins, Hayoy Mikan Umru. You have Mikan Umru? You have to go further down into the wide lines, about 12 lines in, 13 lines, about halfway down the Umru. Hayoy Mikan Umru.
Yeah.
You have that? You're just telling me that yes, without actually seeing it.
The first word on the line is Hayom.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got it. Mikan Umru?
Yeah.
Mikan Umru Kola Koivish Tzchar Socher. Whoever is Kovish. Kovish means he doesn't pay his Tzchar Socher.
Withholds.
Withholds. Very good. Continue on. What does it say? Over the Hei
Shemos.
What means over the Hei Shemos? It's over five lavin.
Infractions.
Violations of biblical law. Mm-hmm. And it's also over one Asay, which is a positive commandment. What are those? Mishum. Number one. Bal Tashrik es Reyacha. Number two, Mishum Bal Tigzoil.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, Mishum Bal Tashrik Socher Oni the Evyon. Number four, Mishum Bal Tolin. That's four Lavin. Umishum Biermetikin Tchored, that's the Asay. Make sure to pay him finally. Mishum Loi Sobe Olav Hashemesh, that's number five. So you have altogether five Isurim and one Mitzvah Asay. Is there a difference between all of them? The answer is yes. What is the difference? Some apply to a Schir Yoyim, some apply to a Schir Laila. Schir Yoyim means somebody who worked during the day, and someone who worked at night. So what's the difference? Now you have to go back, my good friend, to Kuf Yud Amud Beis. That's 110b. 110b? Keep it on. On the bottom. Do you see what is a Mishnah? Hamakabel?
Yeah.
Good. Right after the Mishnah, Gemara, Taner Banam. Are you with me, Taner Banam? Minayin l'schir yoyim. Schir yoyim means an employee that works during the day. How do you know shegoiva kol alayla, that the employer has a right to pay him and a duty to pay him, either still that day or the entire night thereafter? Talmud Lomim, it says in the pasuk lisolim pulasachir itcho ad boiker. You can go and pay him. He worked during the day. You can go and pay him 3 o'clock at night, 5 o'clock in the early morning, 6 o'clock, but not beyond 6 o'clock. Once it's boiker, once it's light outside, when it's alayis shachar, netzachama. Once it's confirmed boker, from that point on, if you didn't pay him yet, you're over on loy sol. That's schir yoyim. Uminayin leschir laila shekoy v'kol hayoyim. The guy worked at night. He had the night shift. 6 o'clock in the morning, he leaves. When does the employer have to pay him? Throughout the day. That entire next 12 hours, from 6 o'clock in the morning until 6 o'clock, 8 o'clock, whatever, at night, he has to go and pay him that time. Shinemar, b'yoyim ma'titin tzchara, you got to give him on that day. You wait until after nightfall to pay him, you're over on this b'yoyim ma'titin tzchara. B'yoyim ma'ipcha, Nigmar gave reasons why we learned the pasuk this way or that way. So the point is, collectively, there are 5 lavin and 1 aseh. But they don't apply all in all cases. In the case of the Schir Yoyim, you don't have the B'yoyim ma'titin tzchara. In the case of the Schir Laila, you don't have the Loisolin Pula Socher Itcha Ad Boiker. But otherwise, all of these Lavin are basically interchangeable. They're all synonymous. It's good.
The only difference would be with Hasra. If someone gave the incorrect Hasra, they would have technicality not be Mechud Malkus.
I don't know whether the Loshen of the Hasra has to go into that level of specificity. If you go and tell an employer, if you don't pay him within the next 10 minutes, you should know you're going to be over on 4 or 5 Yisurim and Naseh. So, what are those Yisurim? Look it up in the Gemara and Kufir Aleph. And if you don't do that, you're going to be over. By the way, I don't know that there's a din of Malkis here anyway. It would be dependent on whether it's Malkis by a Lav She'im by Maisa. Of course, here,
it's a crime of omission.
It's a crime of omission and not commission. The fact that he has money and he sits on it and he doesn't pay is a lav shame.
I was thinking about it, but it's still called gezela, which is usually an act of appropriation. So it's interesting how an act of omission here is characterized as a gezela.
Correct, 100%. But after everything is said and done, if you have a gezela that didn't require to do any work, he sat on his hands, it would be totally whether there would be malchus anyway. But getting back to Argmar, Zotimar. So we said in the Mishnah, Bizman Shetvoy, if he requested payment and the employer refused, then he's over. If he didn't request, any over all of. I would think that maybe this applies even if the employee didn't ask for his paycheck. I'm sorry. Tama Loimar. That's why it's Pulas Socher Itcha. Means itcha and the daitcha. Daitcha means that you know that you owe the money because the person demanded payment. He said, I worked for you 12 hours, I get paid $5 an hour, you owe me $60, pay me my paycheck. What happens if the employer says, I want to pay, I just don't have the money, and yet next week will be the Yom Hashuk, I'll pay you then. You're only over the Isur if you have the money in pocket and you don't pay it. But if you don't have the money, you don't have the funds. It doesn't mean that you don't owe them the funds. Of course you owe the funds, but you're not over on this Isur if you don't have the money in your pocket.
But if he knew in advance that you wouldn't have the money when you hired him, then aren't you over the Isur?
No. I mean, it would be nice for him to go and explain his circumstances. Presumably, the employee has done his own due diligence and he knows his employer is spotty. We had the Gemara yesterday. If it's a person in Surah, where everybody knows in Surah, people don't have money until the Yom Hashuk. Yom Hashuk means the
marketplace,
when market day when people make money. And then he either expressly told them, I'm not going to have money until next week on Thursday when we're going to have the Yom Hashuk. Or the employee presumably knew that the day that they sell the grapes in the marketplace is next week until then. There's really no market for it, and the guy's not going to make any money.
But there's no requirement for the employer to let the employee know that.
Gemara doesn't discuss that. Maybe it couldn't be posted. Maybe, yes, he should have told them expressly. Couldn't be implicit. Everybody in that line of work knows that that's the way these things go. What happens if the employer assigned the obligation of payment to the local grocer or to the local banker? If he has worked out another payment mechanism, that's fine, but he's not even Yisr. And he worked it out, but the Chenveni and the Shulchani, that's fine. Says the Gemara, we just spoke about him. He, the Bala boss, the employer, wants the Oiver. What means Choyzer Eina Choyzer? Says Rashi, what happens if the employee went to the grocer or the banker and they didn't pay him? Does the employee now still have a right to go after the original employer? Or does the employer say, listen, I made arrangements with them. If they're not paying you, take them to court, not to me. I'm off the hook. I arranged with them to go and make the payment. I'll tell you a riot to me. It says in the Mishnah that if the employer went and assigned this choif to the chenveni or shulchani, the employer is now off the hook. He doesn't have an aveira of the din of batalim. He's not going to have oiver. But it doesn't mean that this is irretrievable or irrevocable. If the chenveni or the shulchani don't pay, then just come on back. So Tzedakah, he's not oiver, but nevertheless, he's still in the parasha, so to speak, that if the other guys don't pay, he's the ultimate obligor. No, the word ain oiver means once he's assigned this obligation to the chenveni shulchani, he's now out of the picture totally. Don't even look at him. That employer is just like me and you and anybody else. I have no duty to pay this employee. I mean, I feel bad for him. If he's going to solicit funds, I'm going to help him out with the tzedakah, but he no longer has any further obligation.
Doesn't that contradict what we've had many times, that if the chenveni says I paid, then the worker can go and swear and be paid by the employer. Mm-hmm. So there still is a connection, a legal connection, even if it's assigned to somebody else, there still is a legal connection between the employer and the employee, even if there's a third party assigned payment.
Thank you for your sympathy. Number one, that would be a right to Rabba. The Rabba says, right. Honestly, you're asking, what about Rav Sheshes?
Yes.
So, what you'd have to say is that in that case, it was expressly understood in advance. Remember, that case was talking about the employer that's going away, and he comes back.
Right.
And when he comes back, both of them saw him. The Chenveni said, I gave them these luscious Shabbos meals, lavish Shabbos meals, they didn't pay me. They said, on the other hand, no, he didn't give us anything. So then he's stuck between the two, and they're going to both swear. Then Anna says, hey, how are you going to borrow one and make a Shavua Shav? Very good. That was a situation of a temporary fix, where the employer normally doesn't assign it to the Chenveni or to the Shulchani, just going away. And the employee is saying, well, what are we going to make for Shabbos? Go to the Chenveni. Here we're talking about that this was his normal mode of operation, or this was his permanent arrangement with this particular employee. You're not going to get paid from me, you're going to go and get paid from the Chenveni. Okay, fine, good. You know, as long as money is money, cash is green, it makes no difference. What happens if they don't pay? The question is, did he still retain on himself an obligation to go make good if those guys don't pay? Is it in a baltolin by kablonis? Kablonis means a contractor who gets hired to go and do a particular project, not a person who's schiyon that gets paid by the hour or by the day. So for instance, if I gave him fabric, wool, and I asked him, please process this into a beautiful sweater. Today they say it's going to be a freezing day, you're going to need sweaters, please make it into a sweater. I'm going to go pay you $5 for putting together the sweater and giving it to me. And he gives me back the sweater. Is there a din of batolin? I have to go pay him immediately on that day or that night, depending whether he works during the day or the night. Is there a din of batolin? Zoki,
why? Is it just nitpicking?
Right, nitpicking back. Or he's just pulling wool over his eyes or something. Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so the Gemara tells us, what is the shayla? umin koyne bishvach kli val voihi, oi ein umin koyne bishvach kli uschiris. What does he more mean to say? When I go and give wool to the person who's going to weave it and make it into a sweater, when he gives me back the sweater, some people say he just provided a service. Until now it was wool, and now it's a beautiful sweater. Okay. For his service, he's a socher like anybody else. Instead of getting paid $5 an hour, $10 a day, whatever, he gets paid by the job in putting together the sweater. So therefore, the din of schirah should apply. It should be a din of baldalit. On the other hand, he can go and look upon it. Since we know shinui is koina, he was mishana this beged from fabric, from wool, into a sweater. It's no longer that same wool that I gave him originally. The uman is koina bishvachli, meaning he becomes like a partial owner of this sweater, because there was no sweater in existence until now. He took the wool and made it into a sweater. And therefore, when he is giving it back to me, it's as if he's selling to me this newly fabricated, newly manufactured sweater. And if I don't pay him, it's like halva. I owe him the purchase price. Like any time that you go into a store, if the storekeeper gives you an advance, it says, I give you credit, you take it tomorrow. So he owes him money, not because of schiris. He owes him money because he has to pay off the purchase price of this newly knitted sweater. And doesn't he umin koyne bishvachli v'alvoi, that that I owe money now, I don't owe him for services. I owe him because I bought a brand new sweater. I showed him, oh, you bought him a sweater, huh? Where'd you get the sweater from? Yanka Smith. Yeah, yeah. Did you know he's a weaver? Top weaver. He made this for me. Where did he get the wool from? Eh, it doesn't matter. For me, he bought it, he got it. But he made a beautiful sweater, and I owe him money. There's nothing to do with schiris. It's just like a normal service, like any other service worker. You got to pay him. They didn't pay him. Amler of Sheshes. Oiver. He is Oiver Baltol if you don't pay him on time. But time you ain't Oiver. If the Mohasim Shimcheu, Eitzlechem, Ben Yitzchak Shulchari. Let's talk about a situation where the recipient of the sweater says, you know my mode of operation. I don't go pay my own checks. I don't send Zells. I don't have credit cards. Just go to the local grocer, the local banker, they'll take care of you. So therefore, that's why any oif. Name is Simon. Let's try to go and bring a raya to his halacha that he said that oif. What's the raya? Messiah. I know he said talis al yuman. The person gave his talis to the uman. Uman, again, is the weaver or the cleaner or whatever the uman is doing with your talis. Gomra, he finished it. He goes and calls you up, he sends you an email, and he tells you, I have good news for you, it's done, it's finished. You don't have to come immediately, rush over and pick it up today. You have a week's time, you have 10 days, and then you'll get your talis, and then I'll get my money. Oh, since they both agreed, at least since the Uman told him, there's no immediacy, you don't have to come right now. Come in the next 10 days, and there's no din about talis. Why no din about talis? Because he is basically waiving his rights, and he's saying, it's okay, you know, it's finished. However, when he calls him up, 12 o'clock, I want you to come over right now. I do not have free storage space. You want to leave it here, it's going to cost you rent for the storage space, $10 a day. You better come over right now. And he came over right now, and he gave it to him. But he didn't pay him yet. Once the shkia sechama, in other words, it becomes nightfall. So we see that even though this fellow is a kabbalon, he was an uman that took the talis and gomra and did whatever he had to go and do with it. We see this in din about talis. Is the charaya to Rav Sheish is that oiver? The amas kumin kar mishvachli. Am I oiver? After all, he's no longer a sacher. He's a seller of this new talis or this renewed talis, and you owe him just money like halva. It's no longer sacher. Everyone is karai. Amra Mary Breda of Kahana, the guard of the Sarbala. In other words, you thought we're talking about you gave him wool and say make a talis out of it. No. We're talking about that this was a fair ticket clean. In other words, this was a finished item.
So there are fringe benefits.
Only by a talis. Yes. What are the fringe benefits? He gave him the guard of the Sarbala. So Rashi explains what this means is that the beggar looked kind of dead. He was wearing it now, he's wearing a fur coat for the last 25 years, and he wants to spice it up and spruce it up.
It's frayed?
No, not necessarily that it's frayed. It's already if the wool has settled and the fur has settled, then it doesn't look anymore like it did when you bought it initially. So you go to this fellow, what does he do? He takes out a beautiful brush or a comb, brushes it up, and now when you wear it the next time, wow, that really looks magnificent. Look, all the hair is sticking out and all the fur comes out, and it's dumb, blah, 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 blah. I don't know, none of you are familiar with or get close to Strimel, but if you see modern day Strimel, the very top of the Strimel now, they have a new patent. It stands up very beautifully. It's a new fashion, and it costs a couple thousand dollars more. I agree with you. And it costs a fortune more. Anyway, about 30 or 40 years ago, Mishraimu Machas and Yerushalayim all of a sudden raised their rates for Shtraimu Lechoy, 25% to 50%. And the Ger Rebbe was very upset. Ger Rebbe called in the Shtraimu Machas and he says, if you don't go and bring your prices down to the way they were previously, from now on, I am going to wear a black hat on Shabbos. I'm not going to wear Shtraimu. And of course, the Chassidim are going to follow suit, and none of them. It didn't take a second, and boy, you're right. And he reduced the prices back to where they were.
It's like Shmuel said, if you don't cut the price on Adasim, I'm going to be matir a das that's cut.
Yeah, exactly. So the same thing over here, that they want to make this spruce up like a fur coat or something like that. So he brushes it and he combs it, and now it really looks presentable, really looks new and beautiful. Da, 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 da. So what does he want me to say? So there is no shvach kli that we took originally a raw piece of wool and we made it into a sweater. We're talking about a finished item which you're sprucing it up. So there's no umen kain b'shvach kli. It's afraid tomorrow, but my yami nile. Why did he give it to this woman? Mirakuche. Mirakuche, says Rashi, means to make it nice and soft and supple, which Rashi says, number one, will add to the warmth, and the yeshnoi bedover, it looks nice, nicer, more presentable. People that wear it say, oh, yeah, it's so nice, it really looks professional. So, heine shvach, that itself is shvach. Why don't you go and say that the woman is kodesh shvach kli? Not because he made a brand new kli, but the fact that he refurbished it and made it so pretty and so nice and enough. So in a sense, he has made a new kli. Says Yimo, you're right. That's not the case. He hired him, this woman, lebetuche bacha, ubacha bimaasa. Lebetuche means to go and kick or to tread on this beggar, so that this beggar will now be softer and better and what have you. And he paid him $1, for instance, per every kick or every time he would step on this beggar. Since he's paying him per bacha, says Rashi, if he batches up, he's not going
to
get paid.
One way to get your kicks.
Anyway, but the point of all of this is, says Rashi, he's not getting paid by the project. He's getting paid by the kick. And so therefore it becomes like a schirus. Look at the last Rashi. The Agilavichi, see about 10 lines from the bottom. Elioilam labigarda, elabitikun harisha and shikoyin fulayat. The first time that you're making a repair, you should bought me base agardi when it comes back from the weaver. You go and kick it or tread on it with your feet. The toich kli eitz b'mayim, in some sort of wooden kli inside the water. The karkur uye b'kach. Chveshish, I'm not in this line of work, so I don't really understand what's going on. Anyway, the point is, mi loy b'kabalonis askinan, ele b'schirus. Be yashbiach, be'im yashbiach. Whether this begging is not going to become better, it's going to become worse, I don't really care. Sachroi lefi minyan b'tishoy seha. The number of kicks that he does with his feet, the number of times he tramples, he treads on it. $1 per kick. It has nothing to do with kaplanis, it has to do with schiras. So there's no riot to our shayt. So Gemara blives with the shayt. Zok Gemara Baita. Okay, Sochim is man and nishba benayt. From here to the bottom of the Amid is very, very straightforward. We know that on the day of payment, where the employer is supposed to give the salary to his employee, the employer said, I already paid you. The socher says, you did not. What's the din? If it's bizmanai on the day of payment, not earlier, not later, on the day that he's supposed to pay him, the socher is nishba benoitel. He makes a shvur, and he can go and get the money from the maskir, even though the maskir said, I paid you already. Socher makes a shvur that he did not get paid, and he gets paid.
You have the some basins around, somebody's around.
You're 100% all with the best. Exactly right. So now, anytime that there's a shvua min ha-toira, we have a rule, nishboin v'loi mishalmin. The purpose of the shvua is that the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, instead of having to make a payment, make a shvua, and you're off the hook. Whenever you find this case of nishba v'noitel, that should automatically, it should flare up in your mind, flash in your mind that we're talking about a drabanan and not a d'oraisa. Where else do we have such a nishba v'noitel? Rashi gives other examples. You have a person who's a nigzal, that goods were stolen from him. You have a nechbal, someone who was hit, rachman al-tzlan, and has damages, medical damages, and the like. Chenveni al-pin kosei, a chenveni that says you didn't pay the bills. I gave you credit for a month, and 3 months have passed, you still haven't paid. All these people can be nishba v'noitel. Midrabanan, they make a shvur, and they get paid. Yeah, this is look at the Rashi. Rashi, second line from the top. Right? No, first line of Rashi. Our case, a nigzal, a nechbal, chenvani al pikosai. They all have a right to make a shvur and then noitlin. Anyway, Sochir amayt tekinu lerabbanan liyamishtabeya v'shokul. Why did the Chacham give the takana shvur to him? Why don't we give the shvur to the other guy on the maskir and say to the maskir, go and make a shvur that you paid, and you'll be off the hook, like a nishba v'loy mishalim min ha-toira. Why did Rabbanan put the shvur on the sochir to get paid? Amar Rav Yehuda ben Shmuel, halachas gedoy l'shonu kan zoch kreis halachas. Feitimara, hani hilchas ninu, hani takonas ninu. The word halacha, says Rashi, suggests we're talking about a halacha l'moishe mi-sinai. This is not a halacha l'moishe mi-sinai, this is a midrabanan. If it's a rabbanan, we don't call it halacha, we call it takonas. Says, okay, you're right. Hello, Rabbi Rabbi Shmuel. I'm sorry, I used the wrong terminology. Not halachas gedolos, takonas gedolos shonokan. Feitimara, gedolos, b'chlal dikin katanos. Are there smaller takonas and bigger takonas? How do you weigh a takana? I mean, aren't they all big? Are they all small? What's it? Hello, Rabbi Nachman of Mishmuel. Takanas kavua ishanu kan. The one means kavua, says the Rashi in the fourth line. Ro'i la soysen keva. These are such appropriate type of takanas to make it a kvius, to make this set and established. Lakra leim dam minatoyre. That we the chachamim, as you know, with the koyach of hefker, bezin hefker, they can go and be oiker certain divrei Torah, especially when it comes to mamonis. So they are lakar aleim dovim in a Torah. The midrash amish yesh lov l'shalom who nishba. It's the one that's supposed to pay who makes the shvur. Dichsid v'lokar bolav v'lo yishalom. The balim accept the shvur and they don't get paid. V'hocha shaklua l'shvur mi balabayis v'shayua ad sochet. Ah, so that's what we mean. Takonis kvois. Kvois means that we took it from its original setting.
We stole it from its setting. The rationale of
okay, so back in the Yomana, but Rashi doesn't say that. I was thinking the same, that you can say the kovis kovayim novish, because
we stole it.
We remove it. Okay, but Gemara probably doesn't want to use that expression, or Rashi doesn't want to say it, because it sounds like the Chum did something wrong. When talking about stealing, that usually has a nefarious attachment to
quality.
It. A quality to it. Good. So therefore, he talks about that it's good. The Kanas Kvois means that the Chacham took it from its natural setting, they reestablished it and transplanted it from the Maskir to the Sach. The Kanas Kvois Shanukan, Shmur the Balabayis, normally would say the Balabayis makes the Shmur, Vakrur Abanali Shmur the Balabayis Vishidua Sach. What's the reason why? I'll tell you why. Shem Kadei Chayav the Sach, because the Sach needs the money. He has to support himself and his family. He has to pay the rent. He has to pay the maintenance, whatever. It's very, very nice that we have a bleeding heart for the workers. Because the socher says, I'm desperate for food. We should go be mafsa the balabas. If Minatoya the balabas should be the one that makes the shua and he's potter, why do we go and say the balabas is chayiv? Because we feel bad for the worker. Says the Gemara, Balabais gufei nichalei. The Balabais himself is tefrid. He's happy to mishtabei a socher, v'shokel, that the socher, when he have a dispute, can make a shvur and take the money. Why is the Balabais not happy? He has to pay out. The reason why he's happy is ki heichin d'liskrilei payalei, because he is always in the business of hiring workers. If he gets the reputation that if a worker makes a shvur, he'll get paid. People will know, they'll stand in line to go and work for him. On the other hand, if the workers know that if there's any dispute, he's going to make a shvua and not pay, people say, well, what do I need to go to Smith? I can go to Jones down the street. He always pays. He's a much more reliable guy. So therefore, the Balabas is happy that we gave the shvua to the Sachar.
Frank, you should also, there's a bunch of the shvua. Why should he put himself in that situation? People are avoid taking the shvua. You'd rather give it to the Kohel, because that is...
That's another reason why he's happy.
Yeah, he's
good.
Right.
Fine.
I mean, to me, the main reason.
Well, you're only thinking from the employer's perspective that he doesn't want to make shvua. The Kohel also doesn't want to make a shvua. Mm. So both of them are stuck in the same boat, that they would prefer not making a shvua, but they have no choice under these circumstances. He's desperate, he's desperate. He's desperate not to pay, he's desperate to be paid. Says Yimara, we weigh both sides, and we conclude that number one, the Sacher says, Kidei Chayiv, I need it for my support. And number two, the Baal HaBas, begrudgingly, or the Chachilah, or B'diavet, is happy that the other guy makes a Shavua, not him. Why? So that his reputation should go out in the marketplace, that the workers are going to stand in line to work for him, because they know if there's a dispute, they'll make a shvua and they'll get paid.
Do we apply here Hamotzi Mechadera Lateraya?
Basically, yes. What the word is saying is, without this takana, he would go and say Hamotzi Mechadera, that the masker would not have to go and pay him, because the soicher would have to go and prove that he has not been paid. Mm-hmm. But the reason why they put a shvua on him is, number one, kedichayit, he needs to get paid, otherwise he'll go home hungry. And number two, because the Baal HaBas knows that if the word will get out in the marketplace that Beryl Jones was not paid for his work, nobody's going to want to work for him. Why should I go work and not get paid?
Also, how can the sucker prove a negative? I wasn't paid. How can he prove it?
Is that the only way to prove it?
You can prove somebody paid. You can't prove a negative.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Continuing on. Zachar Gufei Freiti Mara, why don't we go and put the Shvua on the Baal HaBas? Zachar Gufei Nichalei the Mishtaba Baal HaBayis. Wouldn't the Zachar be happy that the Baal HaBayis should make a Shvua, the Yifka, and then be potter from having to pay? Gehechad Ligru. Tegelim Ligru. You're telling me that the employer badly needs workers to work for him on a regular basis, and that's why he's happy that the Sacher should make the Shvua and the employer will pay. Why don't you look at it from the Sacher's perspective? The Sacher says to himself, I need employment. I don't want employers to go and say, nah, you're just a troublemaker, you make Shvuas and you pay and you take payments. Why don't you say the Sacher is happy that the Baal HaBas, if there's a dispute, makes a Shvua and he'll be off the hook, Kechli Gru, so that he, the employee, will be more easily hired by employers, because they know if there's ever a dispute, they'll make a shvua, and they'll be part. Baal HaBayis al korchei ogai. Baal HaBayis has no choice. He has to hire workers. He has huge, huge fields. He can't possibly till the soil and plant and harvest everything on his own. He needs at least 5 or 10 or 20 or 50 workers to work for him. So the employee has no need to be concerned that he doesn't have a position available. So to Sochinami, Bal Korche Isker. The Socher, from the Socher's perspective as well, the Baal HaBas has no choice but to go and hire him. So again, the Gemara is trying to weigh who is more damaged or who profits more by having the Shvua on him or on the other side. So initially we said, from the Socher's perspective, he needs to get a chayav. Why is the Baal HaBas happy? The Baal HaBas is happy because he wants a reputation that he pays his workers, so the other guy will make a shvua, I'm going to pay. Pray tomorrow. No. Put the shvua on the Baal HaBas, and as far as the Sacher is concerned, he's happy that the Baal HaBas makes a shvua, because if in fact there's a dispute, okay, I'm very sorry, the employee is not going to get paid, but the Baal HaBas has to make a shvua of Yivka. And the Sacher is abculating the grew that he should go and be hired. So tomorrow, don't say that, because Baal HaBas al korchi ogai. Baal HaBas has no choice. He has to hire workers. Of course he's going to hire him. So that's not a swara for the Sacher. No. Sacher nami Baal Korchi Isker. The Sacher has no choice. He has to make sure that he is hired by this Baal HaBas or other Baal HaBas. So again, you cannot weigh one against the other and say that it makes more sense to put the Shvua on the employee rather than the employer, because the considerations are basically equivalent. Since you're right. So put away all those previous svaras. Ella, simple svara. Balabai is toted by Pialim. The Balabas has numerous Pialim. 5, 10, 20, 50. And he cannot remember what he paid each and every one. He thinks he did, but he may have skipped one. If we are concerned that the Balabas may have forgotten, so that the employee get paid even without a shvur. And for the more today, the half is data shvur balabayis. Because otherwise the balabas will be disgruntled and say, that's a phony, he's a liar, I paid him. If he makes a shvur, they said, if he made a shvur, he made a shvur. Maybe, you know, at the age of 98, I'm starting to forget a little bit, you know, that's what
he's
happens to people.
In the United States.
He's not even 98, he wants to forget.
Just
yeah.
Biden is fine.
Just biding his time. Anyway, kidei lohav is data shel balabayis, so that the balabas should not feel totally disgruntled and cheated. Make a shvur. Pray to Moben Esav lebeidim. Why don't we, instead of making a takana midraban, that he should go make a shvur, we should make a takana that anytime he wants to get paid, bring along edim to go and make an establish that he paid him. If you want trichlu milza, every single time you want to get paid on payment day, you have to go and bring along Adam. It's like, it's a tirchel. Who needs this headache? I'm going to work for somebody across the street. I don't have all the time and the patience. I have a better idea. Why don't we go and agree that anytime a worker starts working in the field, that he should get paid on the spot. Get paid right now, so we won't have this dispute at the end whether or not he got paid. Obviously, if you make this type of takana, then if the employee has not gotten paid, he's not going to work. If he has gotten paid, then you can assume he's going to work. Mm-hmm. How are you going to tell me? Maybe he's going to take the money and flee? Guess what? He's not going to be hired in the future by this guy or anybody else. So we're not concerned about that. The nasal may occur. Pay him in advance. We'll never have these discussions. You don't have to make a shvua, mitatakon. Every Marsh name writes in Makafa, both of them prefer paying at the end. Why, says Rashi? As far as the employer, he may be short of cash. As far as the employee is concerned, if he holds the money all day in his pocket, he's working in the fields, by the end of the day, hey, what happened to the money? What happened to the money?
Cigarettes or something.
Always calls him on.
Yeah, but not when he's harvesting with his sickle. So it may have fallen here, may have fallen out over there. Maybe he didn't have maybe his pocket had holes in it. Whatever it is, he's happy to get at the end of the day, he's holding it. Frank Himara. Ihochi, if that's the svara, that we're going to go and put the burden of the shvua on the socher, so that he makes the shvua and then he gets paid. And for the katzitz nami, even if there's a discussion about how much the original arrangement was, we should also place it on the socher. Allah matani, why do we learn that a brisa? Umen oy mishtaim katzatzli, v'alei oy melei katzatzli l'chol ha'achas. We made up that you're going to go and give me $2. And he said, no, we made up I'm going to give you $1. What did you say before, Ariel? Ha'moyz mechaveiroi olav araya. The woman wants to get paid too, he's going to have to go and prove it. Why does he have to go and prove it? Why don't we go and say he'll be nishba v'noit l'meka shvur? There's a difference between paying employees on payment day and making up the price. Paying employees, if you have multiple employees, the guy made a mistake. He thought he paid Chaim, but he didn't. He only paid Avrom, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, but he didn't pay Chaim. He made a mistake. But on the other hand, when you're talking about tzitzah, make up a price, mister. I negotiate contracts all the time. I know how much we made up. We made up $1. Don't tell me this $2 business. Yes, it's true. Initially, you asked for $2. But I said, no. It's $1 or my way or the highway. Exactly. Zoki Mare. So, oi bazoi, that's why we don't put the shvu on him, because vadi mitka. Reiki mehochi, afilo ovis mani nami. Going back to the original, that the sochib is mani nishba v'noitu. If you're telling me that the employer may have missed him when he's paying everybody else, then I feel over the money, even if it's the next day or the next week. Now, I mean, we should also believe this socher with a shvur. Allah Matanan, why do we learn the Mishnah? Over his money, ain't I nishba v'noitel. Chazok, okay, stop. Over his money, ain't I nishba v'noitel. Once this man of payment, in other words, payday, has passed, and now the employee comes the next day or 2 days later and says, you haven't paid me. We don't believe him with the shvur. Why do we believe the shvur? Didn't we say that the employer made a mistake? Everything where chazok ain't on bias or you mishum bal tolim. The assumption is that every employer is basically honest, And that they pay you on payday, they don't go and delay and pay a week later, they pay you on the payday. Didn't you tell me? Yes, sure. He has a chazaka that he's an erlicha. He's honest. He's going to go and pay on time. But at the same time, he's sort of pialim, so he can make a mistake. Everyone, hanimilim mekami delumtai is man chiyuve. That's if you're talking about on payday. Avamot is man chiyuve. Once payday has passed, rami anavshi midker. The next day or the next week, number one, he goes through his books and he says, oh, I still have an extra $100 here. One of the employees didn't get paid. Number two, when the employee says, you didn't pay me, you know, come to think of it, you're right. So on the day, he's being harried and hassled. Everybody says, you know, give me my money. By the next day, 2 days later, already things have settled down. By that time, Romy and Afshin make your emails. Reitimora, okay. You're telling me that the Balabayis has a chazaka that ain't Balabayis, even Mishim Bal Tolim. And therefore, after this man chiyuva, the next day and next week, whatever, we believe the balabas. He has a chazaka, and doesn't the sucker have a bat pay? It'll only take another minute or two. You're welcome to take a seat. Anyway, think so. Do you think that we are choishin that the sucker is a gazler? And for the more hasan trei chazaki hocha chod chazaka. Here, the balabas has two chazakas, and he, the sucker, only has one chazaka. What are those? We assume that he's honest, he has a reputation of integrity, he's not going to be oivim, that's number one. We have another in chazaka, that people, when it comes to payday, they are there, they're online, they're standing there, they want to get paid. They're not going to forget, they'll forget anything else. But payday, they know they got to come in. In the case of the socher, you only have one chazaka, that's Mishum Loi Tigzon. So therefore, the equities are on the side of the balabas, as opposed to the employees. So on the day itself, once that day has passed, says the Gemara, says the Mishnah. Okay. So let's finish until the Mishnah, another three lines. If he has Edom that he was Toiveya on the payment day, so then he can be Nishmanoit. He gets an extension, he can be Nishmanoit the next day as well. What do you need? Aiden that he was Tevea yesterday. He's right here in front of us in Bezin today. He's being Tevea. What is the benefit that he has Aiden that he was Tevea for you? Om Rabasi, Shitvoy Bizmanoi, that he was talking Tevea on the payment date, and he didn't pay him on the payment date. And that's the reason why he's coming to Bezin a day later, as it was closed apparently on the previous day. And now he's saying, I was there, I was prepared to make the Shavuot. I have Aiden that I was there, I was Tevea. Didn't pay. Maybe after the Edom left, then the employer broke down and said, okay, I'm going to pay you, here's the money. Rabbi Yishetvoy Koz Manen, meaning that as long as that employer was there in his office or he was available, he, the employee, and the Edom were there that entire time. So he can't say that after he left or after the Edom left, he paid him. No. They were together the whole time, and he said, you owe me, and he said, Miyet, you owe me, no. You owe me, no, and the Edom were there the whole time. Fein Tamara, now we're saying that if he was Tavea in the Yesh Edom, Harizeh Nishma Benoito, Uli Oilam, can he continue swearing even a year later? Again, extra 24 hours extension. The payday was on Monday. He didn't pay him on Monday. Then he, the employee, can come back on Tuesday and make a shvuah, as long as he has Edom that he was Tevea back on Monday and the employer didn't pay.
Extends his rights.
Extends his right to make a shvuah on Tuesday. Pay me up. Nishba v'naitu. Have a wonderful day. Zagimei.